USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
President Trump says it could be July or August before the corona pandemic washes through the country. The president calling the virus an invisible enemy, which requires new guidelines to fight. Across the country, schools, restaurants, bars, and gyms closing as a precaution.
I just say this, we have an invisible enemy. We have a problem that a month ago nobody ever thought about. This is a bad one. This is a very bad one. This is bad in the sense that it's so contagious.
Other headlines involving the coronavirus. 7 million people told to shelter in place in the San Francisco Bay Area. Major League Baseball opening day delayed until May. And as of this hour, 72 people have died from the virus here in the U.S. with more than 4,000 infections. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Why spend more than you have to on your life insurance? Hi, I'm John David Wells from the Wells Report. Did you know that life insurance rates have fallen 60% over the past 25 years? Even if you already own life insurance, you should check out the folks at AccuQuote. Since 1986, they've helped millions of people save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. Want some examples? Here's this one. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 worth of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. 20 or 30-year terms, even permanent plans are also available. And if you're on medications or have health problems, the experts at AccuQuote will still work with you to find an affordable policy. Nobody does it better than AccuQuote. Call 877-437-5912 right now. That's 877-437-5912. 877-437-5912. Life insurance. AccuQuote. Call them today.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
Continuing now with our coverage of the coronavirus here on USA Radio News, President Trump asked by a reporter in the briefing room about the huge hit the stock market taking and if the U.S. economy heading into a recession. The president's answer?
Well, it may be. We're not thinking in terms of recession. We're thinking in terms of the virus. Once we stop, I think there's a tremendous pent-up demand, both in terms of the stock market and in terms of the economy. And once this goes away, once it goes through and we're done with it, I think you're going to see a tremendous surge.
And the president asked about the potential for domestic travel restrictions.
We're not really. We hope we don't have to, Steve. We think that hopefully we won't have to do that, but it's certainly something that we talk about every day. We haven't made that decision.
And the president telling reporters,
I think that we've done a fantastic job from just about every standpoint. With that being said, you look, no matter where you look, this is something, it's an invisible enemy.
This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
The very latest now on the cyber attack over the weekend, USA Radio's Tim Berg with comments from the Health and Human Services Secretary. Here's his report.
Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar is updating us on the weekend cyber attack at the Department of Health and Human Services.
Fortunately, we have extremely strong barriers. We had no penetration into our networks. We had no degradation of the functioning of our networks. We had no limitation of our capacity for people to telework.
Azar says it's not known who was behind the attack and notes the investigation is underway. I'm Tim Berg.
The maker of a movie about a global pandemic speaking out about the current coronavirus crisis. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the story now from Washington, D.C.
It's life imitating art.
Don't talk to anyone. Don't touch anyone. Stay away from other people.
The writer of the 2011 Matt Damon film Contagion says he doesn't find the current coronavirus pandemic very surprising. Scott Z. Burns telling Slate that when he wrote the movie about a virus that starts in Asia and spreads worldwide, he researched it heavily with the Centers for Disease Control. If anything, he says he's surprised that the public is largely shocked by how similar the film is to what's happening right now. I'm Chris Barnes.
And taking a look at the final numbers on Wall Street, the Dow losing almost 3,000 points, the Nasdaq down 970 points, the S&P 500 down 325. For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.